Even before the speech was over, some environmental and renewable energy groups were sending out emails applauding the president for his comments on climate change.
Climate change, it's no longer a forbidden topic. So I thought that was pretty big. That was my first impression.
Michael Weber co-chairs the Clean Energy Incubator at UT Austin. He said that a few of the president's proposals could specifically impact the economy and the environment right here in Texas.
Especially the emphasis on natural gas and other low carbon fuels, in reducing red tape for oil and gas production and reinvesting in new pipelines.
As Weber points out, a lot of Texas companies control a lot of pipelines. The industry group America's Natural Gas Alliance released a statement applauding the president's plan to encourage gas drilling on federal lands, though his call earned criticism from anti-fracking activists online after the speech. Though many had speculated before the speech that he would, Mr. Obama did not announce new initiatives to curb CO2 emissions from existing coal plants. Some groups said his overall climate proposals lack specifics, but he did leave the door open for more EPA regulation on CO2 if the U.S. Congress does not act. The EPA and the state of Texas have been engaged in a series of lawsuits over regulations since the president's first term in office. For State Impact Texas, I'm Moses Bouchel.